The Syracuse Common Council voted yesterday to authorize up to $170,000 with a private contractor to clear some of the city's sidewalks of snow. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, councilors still have concerns.
City officials will continue negotiations with B&T Landscaping and Lawn Care of North Syracuse to come up with an agreement on a flat fee to clear 40 miles of sidewalks with high pedestrian traffic after a significant snowfall. The council unanimously approved the funding, which will come out of the Department of Public Works budget. But Councilor Joe Driscoll says he wants the sidewalks along the routes checked for disrepair before the pilot program begins, so people don't say a sidewalk plow is what caused it.
We should have an inventory of damage that's already been done, so we don't end up with superfluous complaints.
Neil Burke, transportation planner with DPW, says sidewalk inspection is a part of this program.
We talked about hotspots earlier where we have sidewalks that aren't in the greatest condition. Checking on those, making sure we're documenting those is part of this. It's not the forefront. It's a side benefit of offering this service.
Burke says the contractor, B&T, has walked the routes and is aware of the sidewalk's conditions. City officials say they recognize this program has not been done before in Syracuse, and there will be some learning, revising, and adapting as they go. The hope is to have a contract signed before the end of the year. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.